CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read by G4NJH in Nottingham. The detailed bulletin in text is to be found on the RSGB's own website. So, good morning. It's Sunday the 24th of January 2016. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. New 134 GHz DX record, Club of the Year deadline extended, apply now for board and regional positions. A new UK 134 GHz DX record was set by Ian G8KQW and John G8ACE, who achieved 35.6 kilometres on the 16th of January over a line of sight path between Cheesefoot Head and Chute Causeway. Details were 10 dB above noise at best. The key enabler for success on this extended distance record contact was lower path due to less water vapour attenuation, courtesy of the low temperature 2.5 C and dew point 1 degree C. This was sufficient to overcome the 9 dB increase in free space path loss attenuation over the previous record path. Congratulations to both. The deadline for entries to the Club of the Year 2015 competition has been extended to the 29th of February. The national competition is kindly sponsored by Waters and Stanton. For details on how to enter, please see the RSGB website. The regional winners of the competition will be announced at the RSGB AGM in April, and the national winners will receive their prizes at the National Hamfest in Lincoln on the 1st of October. The deadline for nominations for the position of President, Board or Regional Managers in Regions 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 13 is the 1st of February. Details of the nomination process are in both the January and February RADCOM and on the RSGB website. In response to requests from affiliated clubs, a subtitled version of the popular video Amateur Radio, A Hobby for the 21st Century is now available. The subtitles may be helpful when the video is shown in a noisy environment. It can be downloaded from the RSGB website. The American Amateur Radio League, or ARRL, Board of Directors elected a new president on the 15th of January during the board's annual meeting. Rick Roderick, K5UR, has been licensed for 48 years. He's an ARRL Life member and has served on the board for 24 years. The sitting president, K, N3KN, is stepping down after 3 terms in office. Australia Day is on the 26th of January, and radio amateurs may choose to substitute their call signs VK prefix with AX. Australian amateurs will get to do this twice again this year on Anzac Day, the 25th of April, and International Telecommunications Day on the 17th of May. The Australian Communications and Media Authority automatically grants amateurs use of the prefix for the duration of the named celebrations. Following details of the RSGB Contest Committee restructuring and vacancies announced last week, the Board have approved terms of reference for the 3 new contest committees. Details at rsgb.org/main/about-us/committees. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. There are no rallies in the diary for this weekend. On the 31st of January, the Horncastle Winter Rally takes place at Horncastle Youth Centre, Horncastle, Lincolnshire LN96DZ. The venue is all on one level and doors open at 10:30. Admission £1.50. There'll be refreshments available, including hot bacon butties. Details from Tony Nightingale, G3ZPU, 01507 527 835. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, RADCOM or the website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Special event news now. GX0MWT and GB2LBD will be among the stations active for the RNLI SOS Radio weekend today. Check out the website www.sosradioweek.org.uk for the full listings. On the 22nd and 23rd of January, presumably, there'll be a commemoration of Francis Bacon, born in 1561, and Robert Boyle, born in 1627. MX0YHA, MX0PHX will be on the air, and contacts will qualify for the British Scientists Award. These commemorations will be on the 40-metre band SSB and also on the higher bands if conditions permit. ONM1OJS will be running GB0HLB from Hartlepool Lifeboat Station for SOS Radio Week on the 24th and again on the 30th and 31st. He'll be active on 2 metres in HF. He looks forward to working as many other amateurs as possible. DX News now compiled from the 425 DX News and other sources. The VP8 STI team has been on the air from the southern Thule Island with three stations since arriving on the 17th. The 14-member team will activate South Sandwich, AN009, and South Georgia, AN007, over the course of their adventure. South Sandwich is the number 3 most wanted DXCC entity, while South Georgia is the 8th most wanted, according to Club Log. The VP8 STI stroke VP8 SGI team plans to spend 10 days on each island, including setup and teardown. Very rough seas are endangering the process of transporting supplies, as are the high winds and some snow. Bertrand, DF3FS, will be in Kenya until the 7th of Feb. He is operating holiday style as 5Z4 stroke call sign. Jean, N9SW, will be active from the 28th of January to the 9th of Feb as Fox Juliet stroke call sign from Saint-Barthélemy. NA146, he'll work holiday style 6 to 60 metre bands, mostly CW, QSL home call. Tilo, Dean L9NBJ, is working from Curaçao, SA099, until the 9th of February using call sign PJ2 stroke call sign. He will work both single sideband and CW on the HF bands, QSL only via Club Log OQRS. Stig SM3PHM will be on holiday until the 3rd of February on the Caribbean island of Dominica, NA101. His call sign will be J79M. QSL via home call and also logbook of the world. Contest news now. The first UK EIDXCW contest of the year ends its 24-hour run at 12 noon today, the 24th. It's CW only on the 5 contest bands from 80 to 10 metres. There are multi-op and single-op categories, and the exchanges are serial and your district code. You need to know your district code, and these are listed at www.ukeicc.com. The Bartag Ritty Sprint also ends at 12 noon today, the 24th, using 3.5 to 28 megs bands. The exchange is just the serial number. Please note that if you have been placed anywhere in the top 10 in this contest in the past 3 years, you have to enter the expert category. On Tuesday, two activity contests take place, both from 2000 to 2230 UTC. The 50 meg event uses all modes on that band, and the SHF event uses the 2.3 to 10 gigahertz bands, and again all modes. The exchange for both events is signal, report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the UK EICC takes place between 2000 and 2100 UTC on the 80-metre band. Using SSB, the exchange is your 4-character locator. The final contest of the month is the CQ Worldwide 160-metre DXCW that runs for 48 hours, starting at 10 p.m. on Friday the 29th. Exchange a signal report and your CQ zone, which is 14 for us in the UK. American and Canadian stations will send their state or province code. Now for radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G4BAO and G3YLA. We've had yet another week with unsettled geomagnetic conditions. This time the KP index hit 5 on Wednesday and even 6 on Thursday, caused by a plasma emission from the sun with a prolonged southward facing BZ field. This was a shame, as the field had been very settled on Monday with a KP index of 0, which usually bodes well for good HF conditions. On Monday, the critical F2 layer frequency, as measured by the Chilton ionosonde, hit 6.8 MHz at noon, giving a predicted minimum maximum usable frequency of about 21 MHz. By Wednesday, it was 7.6 MHz, giving an MUF of about 25 MHz, over 3,000 kilometres. This shows that perversely a higher K index can sometimes result in better conditions, as the initial onset of solar plasma can cause a positive phase with better maximum usable frequencies before the subsequent negative phase with depressed MUFs noisy band under rural conditions. The moral of the story is that the best thing to do is to monitor the HF bands as often as you can, as you never really know what you might hear. The forecast for next week is more of the same, with a further high risk of unsettled geomagnetic conditions at times, especially on the 28th and 29th. VHF and up, propagation now. The edge of a high-pressure system sits well to the east over the continent, so stations in the south and east of the country could get some enhanced conditions this week. The second half of the week looks the best, with the EF5LEN Tropo maps showing a long narrow finger of enhancement over southern England into the Low Countries and the southern Baltic. This could link up with the Azores high, providing slightly enhanced conditions into western France, Spain and Portugal. Otherwise, the bulk of the country offers windier weather with low pressure and frontal rain bands, with not much tropo to offer for VHF and UHF. However, some active weather fronts could introduce the prospect of some rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. We're now in the year's quiet period for meteor activity, extending from early January until the Lyrid shower at the end of April, so it's back to early mornings, waiting patiently for the random meteors to provide fleeting low VHF-DX opportunities. Moon declination is falling and goes negative on Thursday, and with apogee next Saturday, path losses will continue to increase throughout the week. And that's it from the propagation team, and that's all from me until next week. This file was originally used for reporting local news, but I don't do that anymore. You can find local news on the RSGB's own website. I do reserve this space, though, possibly for use for extra files as and when needed.